Now we'll move to the second part, separation of powers. 接下来我们进入第二部分，分权而治。The British political system of government is based on the theory of the separation of powers. 分权而治呢，是英国政治体制的基础。According to the theory, the state power is divided into three parts, the legislatures, the executive, and the judiciary.
根据这个理论，国家权力可以分成三部分，立法权、行政权以及司法权。
The theory of the separation of powers was developed by John Locke in his Second Treatise of Civil Government of 1690 and by Montesquieu in The Spirit of Laws in 1748.
分权而治理论是基于约翰·洛克的第二部《公民政府论》以及孟德斯鸠的《法律精神》之上发展起来的。其中立法机关它有三大职能。
The legislatures perform three broad roles. To carry out legislation,
执行立法。
To represent the public and public opinions with the governing process.
在管理过程中代表公众和公众的意见。
To oversight the executive,
监督行政部门。立法机关也就是议会，它包括三个组成部分。
There are three elements in parliament. The crown,
君主。
The House of Lords,
上院。
And the House of Commons,
下议院。
For much of the 19th century, the membership of the House of Lords was based on heredity, and the chamber enjoyed...equality of status with the House of Commons.
在19世纪的大部分时间当中，上议院的成员是基于世袭制，而上院呢，它享有与下议院平等的地位。
However, now its powers were reframed and its membership modified.
不过现在呢，上议院的权力被削减了很多，而且其成员资格也被修改了。
In early 2006, 92 hereditary remained.
直到2006年初期，上议院仍保有92个世袭成员。
And now the House of Lords has the power to examine bills from the House of Commons.
现在呢，上院它有权审查下议院的议案。
But only has the power to delay non-financial legislation for one session.
但只能推迟一次非金融型立法。
And to have general debates on issues such as education, leisure, and environment.
并就教育、休闲以及环境等问题进行一般性辩论。
It also has special judicial function, act as the final court of appeal.
上院它还具有一种特殊的司法职能，就是作为 Final Court of Appeal, 作为终审法院。
A role performed by law lords who deal with cases that raise important points of law.
由处理提出重要法律观点的案件的上议院的司法委员来发挥作用。
This role is eventually to be transferred to a new Supreme Court.
当然这个角色最终将移交给一个新的最高法院。
The judges will be the current law lords, housed in a different building.
法官呢，当然是由目前的司法委员担任，办公地点就不在国会大厦了。
There will no longer be peers.
当然，一旦他们担任了新的最高法院的法官的话，他们就不再是终身贵族或勋爵了。